Welcome to your five for the day. In a day when many people carry at least two cameras with them wherever they go, in the form of a forward and a rearward facing camera on their smartphone, it's easy to forget that the first digital camera was only invented in 1975, and that the first camera phone went on sale as recently as the year 2000, and that was only capable of photographs with a resolution of just over a tenth of a megapixel. Some today have concerns that due to the pace of advancement in technology, information stored digitally could be lost altogether, resulting in a digital black hole. Who knows where we might be in terms of data storage in just 100 years' time? I'm just about old enough to remember CDs overtaking cassette tapes in the 90s, and I'm sure that some listening will be able to go further back than that. For hundreds of years, British law has been written and stored on a special kind of paper called vellum, which is made from calf or goatskin. The preparation of this parchment is a laborious task which involves a number of steps. Carefully selected skins, which have been salted for storage purposes, are first soaked in lime. This allows the hair to be removed before stretching the skin in a wooden frame, to be scraped with knives, by which it is cleaned and smoothed on the surface. Finally, the skin is dried before being cut out and ready to write on. Although the finished parchment is more expensive than ordinary archive paper, one of the reasons that vellum is used is simply that it lasts for such a long time and can be stored in an ordinary cupboard. The original copies of the Magna Carta, signed in 1215, and the even older Doomsday Book of 1086 are still in existence. As the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy as he neared the end of his life, he was especially concerned that, amongst other things, parchments might be brought to him, in order perhaps that he might finish certain of his writings. Some have wondered whether digital archives might now be considered more suitable for use today. However convenient it might be, a big question mark remains as to whether digital storage will stand the test of time. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on two tables of stone. We might have thought that they would have kept well, but the first two tables lasted little longer than the keeping of the commandments which were written upon them. Having heard the words of God which were written in a book, the people said that they would do all that the Lord had commanded them to do. Moses then went up Mount Sinai, where God gave to him the two tables of stone. Before Moses had even reached the bottom of the mountain, however, he could see that the people had already broken the law. Moses threw down the tables, which smashed into pieces at the foot of the mountain, and two more had to be prepared. God's standards were perfect. The problem was that the people were not perfect, and they could not reach the very high standard his law demanded. Thankfully, God always intended the old order of ceremony and ritual to be superseded. The Son of God became a man. The only perfect man ever to have lived came in order to pay the penalty of death that sin demanded, so that we might be delivered from its consequences. Having done so, the old order or covenant was surpassed, and a new way was made possible for people to please God. People who recognize their own failure can be made anew and enjoy the benefits of that new covenant, which have been made possible by the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. To those believers, God's law is not that which is written with ink, but it is lived by the power of the Spirit of God within. It's not a law written on tables of stone, but within the heart, which has a true desire to be obedient to God. As to the record of the names of those who have trusted the Lord Jesus, the archives are eternally secure in the vaults of heaven, where neither technological advancement can render obsolete nor time can decay. Mine's there. Is yours? Thank you for listening.